Today's date is May 9th, 2013. Mary, if you'll state your full name.
Mary Josephine Guthrie.
Your date of birth?
12/24/22.
So, how old are you today?
91.
Where are we recording this interview?
Shawnee, Oklahoma, at my facility that I call my country club, Rose Manor. It's a beautiful place.
And what are you sitting in right now?
My Rolls Royce.
Right.
Town car. I have two.
Yeah. Where do you live here in the complex?
Green Mile.
Okay. We're joined in this interview by Guy Logsdon, your friend and collaborator on Woody's Road.
He's my extended family.
Among his many, many tributes, he has become an expert on your brother Woody. Guy, you were introduced to Woody's work through your wife Phyllis, actually.
Yes, Phyllis was born in Okemah, grew up in Okemah, married me. I think she probably wished she was back in Okemah. I don't know. But we've been traveling ever since.
And then so she introduced you to the work of Woody.
Woody was not popular in Okemah.
He discovered Woody, not in Okemah, just worldwide.
I was told about Woody in Okemah, but no one would talk about him. A copy of Bound for Glory couldn't be found in Okemah. In fact, I couldn't find one in the state of Oklahoma. And like I have stated, I was teaching school. We moved out to California. And at a branch of the Los Angeles Public Library, I found a copy of Bound for Glory and read it. And I still think it's one of the greatest books this nation can call its own. And it was not an autobiography, as most thought. It is an autobiographical novel.
But
Woody did a great job with writing.
But it followed his life, however.
Yes, it followed many things, but he also exaggerated and used his imagination. And there are a lot of things that aren't mentioned, and people who aren't. He doesn't mention his sister, Mary Jo, or his brother, George, in Bound for Glory.
In the original copies, we were there. The publishers cut out that part because it was going to take a different direction.
Ah, okay. I didn't know that.
Marjorie told me that.
Okay.
Somewhere, the original manuscript will have our name in it.
Mary Jo, where were you born?
Okemah, Oklahoma.
And then let's name your brothers and sisters.
My older sister, Clara Edna, 17 years older. Leroy, my oldest brother, 15 years older. Woodrow Wilson Guthrie, he's 10 years older than me. And then George Gwynn Guthrie. Papa would send us pictures. He and Woody were so much alike. I had to write and ask, was this George or Woody? Because they were just exactly alike. George still was a very neat person, but he got a little pudgy through the years. Not much, but more than Woody. George and Woody were the same size. I remember all together, we just had fun and always a lot of love and not much serious talk. Papa and Roy, old enough to remember Clara and Mama, never mentioned their names because I look back now and know that it was just too tragic.
Your mother's name?
Nora Bell Sherman. When her mother married the second time, she married Lee Tanner. And then around Okemah, Mama was known as Nora Bell Tanner till she married Papa.
What would her personality have been like? Your mother's?
I think more like George. George and Roy were reserved. Perfect. Here comes Mary Jo. Changed all that. I was a tomboy if there ever was one. I said if I'd have been a boy, I'd have been right under Woody's armpits because I love to be a free spirit. I love to go and do. And I married a sweet man that never did get out of his city limits. He didn't like to go anywhere. But that didn't make any difference. I overcame that.
So your mother's personality, you say it was quiet?
Yes. My mother and George and Roy had reserved manners. Papa brought me up to act like a lady.
Papa, what was his name?
Charlie Edward.
Where did he come from?
Bosque County, Texas.
Can you describe him? What was he like?
Oh, no, you don't want to get into that. I never will get through. My daddy was a saint if there ever was one. That man, I shed more tears for Woody and my dad because of the things they had gone through to get where they are. But Papa lost his wife, had a home to burn down. At one time, when I first began to know, he was rumored to be the richest man in Okefuskee County. That lasted till the Depression hit. And in Woody's book, he wrote that Papa lost a farm a day for 30 days, and that cleaned him out. And my mother had died in an asylum, and Clara was burned to death. I don't know how the man did it, but I never heard him complain. He was the world's greatest optimist. I idolized the man. Still do. I don't let him die. He's still with them.
Yeah.
We don't die in my family. I don't let them go. They're still here.
Yep. How did he acquire all that land?
Real estate, cattle, livestock. He raised white-faced cattle and Poland something pigs and hogs. They were a real popular, expensive item to have on the farm at that time. But I've got a picture of Papa. It's a really nice picture. We'll have to find that. He's wearing leather boots, lace-up boots, and just really nice. Out there in the cow lot, tending to the cows. But he was dressed up, looked real nice. And my father just died a pauper. My husband came in one day and my hair hadn't been combed. It blows real easy. I just can't do a whole lot with it. It doesn't bother me. I'm not the fixy kind. I just look good as I can. My husband came in one day. He said, you know, as poor as your daddy was, I've never seen him without a white shirt and a tie and a hat. He was always dressed up. I've got a picture right now, and it's in the book. It's in the book, you know that song. Anyway, it's in there. You will recognize it. He just has on a long sleeve white shirt with his tie and his hat. I thought, well, I'm glad my husband noticed that. He was a fixy person. He enjoyed looking good all the time.
And your husband's name?
Hewlett Edgman.
About your father, while he may have lost a lot and he suffered a lot in life, he was very smart, a writer, read a lot, didn't he?
Read the dictionary like it was a book. I love to tell this. We never had that kind of time together to try to teach me anything, really. But he was a wonderful guide to me. We'd go downtown during the war. Young women, their husbands were overseas like mine. The girls looked like they hadn't combed their hair for a week or two. He'd say, I'm sure glad my little girl's not like that. And then we'd go along and see somebody smoking. I'm sure glad my little girl's not like that. He never, ever said, I better never catch you doing that. He just always said, I'm so proud that my little girl doesn't look like that or doesn't smoke. I think I've grown married before I ever used the word, damn it. But Papa didn't allow that, and he taught me to always be a lady. You know, we didn't have slacks then. He was always saying, Rachel, put your dress down. When I'd sit down, he always wore my dress down, you know, be a lady. He tried to teach me to be a lady.
Well, it looks like it's paid off here. Didn't he play instruments, too?
Yes. Way back there, never hear anybody talk about it, but he played the banjo when he was at home. And then he went from that to the guitar. And Papa had a beautiful bass voice. He was baritone bass. But we didn't sit around and sing. He was up in years. He was 77 when he died. I look back now and wish I'd have realized all of that then.
Yeah.
Oh, he didn't have any doubt that his daughter loved him. He knew that I worshipped the ground he walked on. One time, Mary Ann, my oldest niece, Roy's daughter, graduated from high school. Papa lived right downtown Oklahoma City, around all these little secondhand stores and flea markets and stuff. And he found a little box with three little scatter pins in it, little bug, you know, three little bugs. And that was real popular for a while. You could get little angels or bugs or dog's pets, anything. And she came to see me wearing those, and she says, "Grandpa got me these for graduation." And I said, "Well, they really are pretty." And so when I saw Papa, I said, "Papa, Mary Ann came, and she was wearing the little bugs you got her for graduation." And she was showing me, and she really did like them. And he said, "And I didn't buy you anything for graduation." I said, "Papa, look at me. I want you to know right now, you have given me more than all the people in the world combined, all my folks. You've given me more. Two things that you can't wear out or use up. That's love and understanding." He died knowing that.
Yeah.
Because I made that clear. Oh, I love my daddy.
Yeah.